Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medina.
The title of today's message, God's Plan Takes Action. El plan de Dios toma acción, hermanos. God's plan takes action. El plan de Dios toma acción. ¿Cuántos saben? How many know that you have to take action? Tienes que tomar acción. It's not just going to land. No más va a caer, hermanos. And God wants to use you. Dios te quiere usar a ti as his vessel. Él te quiere usar a ti como su instrumento. Y vamos a ver qué dice la palabra. We're going to see what the word of God says. Go to verse 10, el versículo 10. Verse 10, please. En el verso 10. ¿Lo tienen? Do you guys have it? Dice la palabra del Señor, pero oyéndolo Sanbalat, Oronita, y Tobías, el siervo amonita, les disgustó en extremo que viniese alguno para procurar, oí lo que dice, el bien de los hijos de Israel. Look at verse 10. When Sanballat and the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard of it, they were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. They didn't like the idea that someone like Nehemiah stood up and wanted to do something in Jerusalem. They didn't like the idea of that he came to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. No les gustó la idea que Nehemías quería venir a Jerusalén a construir, a levantar. Y no les gustaron tampoco, hermanos, para alguien que quería procurar el bien de los hijos de Israel. ¿Cuántos saben que al enemigo no le gusta que usted esté bien? How many know that the enemy doesn't like you for you to be well? He don't want you to be well. Él no quiere que estés bien. He wants you to be messed up, jacked up. Él quiere que tú estés destruido. Él no quiere que tú prosperes. He doesn't want you to prosper. He doesn't want you to do well. Él no quiere que tú hagas bien en la vida, in life. But we're going to see, vamos a mirar. That's the reason why we ought to be grateful. Debemos ser agradecidos. When someone shares the word with you, cuando alguien comparte la palabra contigo. Or when someone takes the time, alguien toma el tiempo de darte una palabra de aliento. Someone that takes the time and gives you a word of encouragement. You know, maybe someone that can coach you, alguien que te puede ser un coach a tu vida. Someone that can guide you, alguien que te puede guiar. Amen. So, and see, these men, estos hombres, we're going to pray right now. What's crazy, la locura de esto es que estos hombres, these men like Tobiah, Sanballat, Tobías, they were Jewish people too. Eran judíos. Nehemiah was a Jew. Nehemías era un judío. So they were hating on the brother. No les gustó, hermano. You don't like, you know, people like that. ¿Conoce a gente así? You know, somebody raises up, alguien se levanta, and because you took action, tomaste acción. See, everybody's okay with you being just, you know, calm. Todo está bien cuando uno es calmado. But Nehemiah, because here it goes, because it was of God, era de Dios. When something is of God, cuando algo es de Dios, that fire is going to burn in you. Ese fuego va a ardir adentro de ti. And nobody's going to stop you. Nadie te va a parar. Amen. And number two, número dos, you have the backup of God. Tienes el respaldo de Dios. So the Bible says that they were deeply disturbed. La Biblia dice que estaban disgusto. Qué tremendo, hermanos. Estaban disgusto en, oye lo que dice, en extremo. It doesn't just say that they were disturbed. The Bible says that they were deeply disturbed. Because someone, porque alguien, someone had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. Porque alguno vino, hermanos, para procurar el bien de los hijos de Dios. This year, este año, I like what Jim Rohn says. Me gusta lo que dice este hombre. The greatest thing you could do is to work on yourself. La mayor cosa que tú puedas hacer es trabajar en tu propia vida. And in the Christian life, en la vida cristiana, see, we have the word, tenemos la palabra, we have prayer, tenemos la oración. But the Christian life, la vida cristiana, takes effort. Se toma esfuerzo. Te tienes que esforzar. You have to take effort. See, even tonight, en esta noche, you took effort to be in the house of God on a Wednesday. I mean, you ought to say to yourself, that's a miracle. Uno debe de esforzarse y decir en sí mismo que estás en la casa de Dios en un miércoles. Debes de estar orgulloso de ti. I mean, we could have chose to be somewhere else. Pudiéramos escoger en otro lugar. And well, at least me, I don't believe in coincidence. Yo no creo en coincidencias. God has great plans. Dios tiene buenos planes. Amen. So, the Bible, la Biblia, shows us, nos enseña. Like this evening, esta tarde, is with the word, con la palabra, is to encourage you, es animarte. Inspire you, inspirarte, and let the word of God give you direction y que la palabra de Dios te dé dirección. But what you hear, lo que vas a oír, you have to take action, tienes que tomar acción. God's plan takes action. Los planes de Dios se necesita acción, hermanos. That's why, you know, James, he says, let us be doers, not just hearers. Let us be doers of what? Be doers of the word of God. Dice Santiago, ser hacedores. No tan solamente oidores, hacedores. Dios anda buscando hacedores. God is seeking doers. Those who say, you know what, I'm going to do. Yo voy a hacer. This year, 2025, este año 2025, with his help, con su ayuda, va a ser el mejor año de mi vida. It's going to be the best year of my life. Look at verse 11. Mira el verso 11. The Bible says that when Nehemiah gets there, Nehemías llega, it says, he says, so I came to Jerusalem and I was there 3 days. Dice la Biblia que Nehemías llegó a Jerusalén y estuvo allí 3 días. And he saw with his own eyes. Él vio con sus propios ojos the damage that was there. El daño que había. What was destroyed. Lo que estaba destruido. Took him 3 days, 3 días. To take a view, para poder ver, to get a sense, tener un sentido. 3 days, think about it, 3 días. Just watching everything, mirando todo. He was there, él estaba allí. See, what do they say? Wherever you are, be there. Donde quieras que estés, estar allí. And just like Nehemiah, así como Nehemiah, He was there 3 days, estaba ahí 3 días, watching, viendo everything, todo. You know, sometimes in life, en la vida, en veces, you have to take a view at your life. Tienes que ver una vista de tu vida. And see y ver what areas in your life need to be repaired. Y ver qué cosas deben ser reparadas en tu vida. Because he didn't go for a 3-day vacation, Nehemiah. Él no fue a unas vacaciones de 3 días. He went there, fue allí, because there was a need. Había una necesidad. It's like tonight, en esta noche, I'm sure you have a need or needs. Quizás en esta noche tú tienes una necesidad o necesidades. And see, you gotta many times examine or see, tienes que examinar o ver, you know, how's your life, cómo está tu vida. Especially your walk with Jesus. Especialmente tu caminar con Cristo. So Nehemiah, he's there 3 days. Nehemiah está ahí 3 días. And he's just watching. And the Bible says that he stood up. Dice que se levantó. He arose in the night. Notice the Bible says, in the night, se levantó por la noche. Dice que él y unos pocos varones con él. The Bible says that it was him and a few men with him. But get this, pero mira esto. The Bible says that he told no one. He didn't tell no one what God had put in his heart to do at Jerusalem. Dice que él no le dijo a nadie lo que Dios había puesto en su corazón que hiciese en Jerusalén. He didn't tell no one. Everybody that was with them, todos los que estaban con él, he didn't tell them what God had put in his heart, lo que Dios había puesto en su corazón. I mean, think about that. Ponte a pensar eso. He didn't tell no one. Él no sabía. The only one that knew, of course, it was God. And the king that gave him the letters, what he was going to do. Nadie sabía lo que él iba a hacer, sino que Dios y el rey que le dio las cartas.
Le dio el permiso, or gave him the okay, the permission.
But anybody that was with them, nadie que estaba con él, they didn't know, ellos no sabían.
Oh,
ellos no sabían lo que iba a hacer, what he was going to do.
Thank you.
And notice, because nobody knew, nadie sabía. How many know, cuántos saben, that many times, muchas veces, you can't tell no one. No le puedes decir a nadie. And I'm going to tell you what your plans, tus planes. What God has put in your heart, lo que Dios ha puesto en tu corazón. There's things in life, hay cosas en la vida that is just between you and God, entre tú y Dios. Hear me out. I'm not trying to be creepy right here. Just no quiero hacer raro lo que voy a decir. But there's a reason. You got to ask yourself why. Tú tienes que hacerse la pregunta por qué. Why he didn't tell no one. ¿Por qué no le dijo a nadie? Have you ever asked that? Maybe you've experienced it. Tú lo has experimentado. Where you've have, lo has hecho, and it wasn't a good idea. No fue una buena idea. Many times, someone can spoil the party. Muchas veces alguien puede, hermanos, disculpen la palabra, pero para que me entiendan, aquí en el Valle Imperial, alguien la puede regar. Hear me, escúcheme bien. Many times, that's what I'm saying. You had what I call, you had the haters. Tenía los que estaban, no les gustó. So, and I mean, think about it. It's not, he had enemies, tenía los enemigos, and he had the people around him, y tenía la gente alrededor de él. But many times, muchas veces, you tell someone something, dices a alguien algo, and they can steal your idea. Pueden tomar tu idea. I don't know if you can handle it, what I'm about to say. No sé si puede con lo que le voy a decir. Number two, número dos, they can criticize you. Te pueden criticar. Or they can judge you, o te van a juzgar. And many times it's because maybe you're deeper with God. It is, estás más profundo con Dios. So they don't understand, no entienden. They think you're crazy. Piensan que estás loco. ¿De cuál fumaste? Or, here's another one. Aquí hay otra. Many times, you know, God put it in you. Dios lo puso en ti. Many times, someone can reject your idea. Alguien puede rechazar la idea. Nah, that's not gonna, eso no va a suceder. The other one, el otro, lack of confidence, falta de confianza en tu idea, en your idea. But many times, church, hear me out. Voy a decir algo. What God puts in you, lo que Dios pone en ti, believe God, créela a Dios. Don't matter what people say, no importa lo que la gente diga, porque si es de Dios, va a permanecer. If it's of God, it's going to take over. Amen? And another thing, otra cosa, whenever, if you hear, si oyes, I'm going to give you the positive side, ahora le voy a dar el lado positivo. If someone shares with you, si alguien comparte contigo, celebrate with them. Celebra con ellos. See, here's the thing. Many times we don't want to let other people shine. No queremos que otros brillen.
But many times you got to wait your turn. Tienes que esperar tu turno.
Remember, I think the fairgrounds are coming, they're around the corner. And sometimes the lines are long, las líneas están largas. But guess what? You got to wait your turn.
Tienes que esperar tu turno.
Amen. Let others shine.
Deja que otros brillen.
Amen. So if someone shares with you, alguien comparte contigo, create a safe environment with them. Hay que crear un ambiente salvo. Where they are comfortable, están a gustos alrededor de ti. Number two, número dos. Promote listening. Hay que promover, escuchar.
You know, hear them out, escúchalos. You don't know that idea or what God put in them. Tú no sabes esa idea o lo que Dios puso en ellos.
Or that goal, esa meta, that dream, ese sueño. You don't know that God can do something life-changing in them.
Que Dios pueda hacer algo, transformarte, algo poderoso a través de eso que Dios haya puesto en esa persona.
Número tres, number three. Provide some constructive feedback.
Hermano, di algo bueno. Positivo.
And maybe a little bit of suggestions. Algo, una sugerencia.
Add to it, añadirle.
But there's some vibe killers.
Pero hay unos hermanos que matan la vibra.
You're not qualified, no estás calificado. They'll sometimes bring in your race, tu raza.
You don't got a license, you say.
Whatever it is. But be a blessing.
Hay que ser bendición.
And Nehemiah, no le dijo a nadie.
What did he do with Nehemiah?
He went to the right source.
Fue a la persona correcta.
Número uno, here's an advice. Aquí hay un consejo. Always go to God first. Siempre ve a Dios primero. God first. God. Dios.
Because God moves the needle.
Dios mueve la aguja.
Number two, número dos, here on earth, aquí en la tierra, always go to the right person. Ve a la persona correcta.
You got to know the right people. Tienes que conocer a las personas correctas.
Nehemiah, who did he go? He went to the king. Fue con el rey.
Hallelujah. And lastly, último, recognize contributions.
Reconocer las contribuciones, hermanos.
Aprecia, appreciate. When someone shares with you, cuando alguien comparte algo contigo. Are you with me? ¿Está conmigo? And the Bible says in verse 13, dice la Biblia en verso 13, that he went at night, salió en la noche, and he saw, the Bible says he went out by night through the valley gate, and he starts naming all the wells.
Dice que salió por la noche y empieza a nombrar por los valles que tuvo que pasar, por todas las fuentes que él miró.
You know, he had to go through some things. Tuvo que pasar por cosas. I mean, what if, Casey, what if he would have told the people, la gente that were with him, que estaban con él?
You know what? I didn't tell you, no les dije, but this is what's happening. Esto es lo que va a suceder.
They probably could have gotten discouraged. Se pudieran haber desanimado. They could have left. Se pudieran haber ido. They could have left him alone. Lo pudieran dejado solo.
And it does happen, si sucede. But here's the good part. Aquí está lo bueno. God never forsakes you.
Dios nunca te va a desamparar.
God will be with you all the days. The Bible says all the days of your life. Dios estará contigo todos los días de tu vida.
And the Bible says that he was just, he viewed.
Dice que él observó. Cuando va al verso 15, en verse 15. Then 16, verso 16. Y no sabían los oficiales a donde yo había ido.
The people that were with them, the Bible says in verse 16, that the officials, those who were with them, did not know where he had gone. Or what he had done.
Lo que no sabían dónde había ido y lo que había hecho.
Think about it. Ponte a pensar. You got to take action. Tienes que tomar acción, hermanos. Amen. You got to do, many times you got to do what God is telling you to do. Tienes que hacer lo que Dios te está diciendo que hagas.
Obviamente, hermanos, en el plan de Dios. Obviously, in the plan of God.
Don't try to go running out, try to do things without God.
No tratar de hacer cosas, hermanos, sin el apoyo del Señor.
Amen. So, mire, nobody knew about his plan. Nadie sabía de sus planes.
But look, I want you to see this. Quiero que vea esto.
When I read this, I thought it was a little funny. Cuando leí esto, pensé que estaba poquito chistoso.
Les dice, les dije pues, vosotros veis el mal en que estamos.
He tells them, then I said to them, you see the distress that we are in.
Like saying, okay, you're watching, están viendo todo lo que hay, everything that has happened.
Vosotros veis el mal en que estamos, que Jerusalén está desierta.
This is what he says.
You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire.
Dice, y sus puertas consumidas por el fuego.
Aquí es lo que me gusta. This is what I like.
Yes, there was a need. Había una necesidad.
It wasn't just, you know, something simple. No era algo sencillo. I mean, there was damage. Había daño.
Something had to happen. Algo tenía que suceder.
And what did he say, Nehemiah? See, that's what leaders do.
He says, come.
He says, come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem.
Notice the key word, he says, let us.
He didn't say, I am. He says, let us.
It takes a team.
Noten que la Biblia dice, hermanos, cuando les dijo, miren, vean todo cómo está consumido. Y les dijo, y edifiquemos el muro de Jerusalén.
Edifiquemos. El muro de Jerusalén.
Él les está a la invitación diciendo, están viendo todo, hay que edificar.
¿Cuántos saben, hermanos, que es mejor trabajar en equipo?
How many know that it's better to work in a team?
And I'm going to tell you why.
Les voy a decir por qué.
Because we're all in it together. Todos estamos en esto, hermanos.
Even when you read Ecclesiastes, cuando lees el libro de Ecclesiastes, it says that two is better than one.
Dos es mejor que uno.
Because if one falls, the other one can pick him up.
Porque si el otro cae, el otro lo puede levantar.
One can chase 1,000, but two can chase down 10,000.
Uno puede hacer huir a 1,000, pero dos hace huir a 10,000.
Be careful though, tenga cuidado,
because there's people that when it gets hard,
cuando se pone difícil,
when it's tough,
cuando es duro,
people try to do things on their own, quieren hacer,
muchas veces,
do things on their own. Quieren hacer las cosas en sí mismos, solos. They don't want the help. No quieren ayuda. And the reason why, because they're trying to prove something. Quieren tratar de comprobar. Gracias, hermano. Comprobar algo. Ah, you didn't get it. No lo agarro. Dijo, venir y edifiquemos. Él está dando la invitación. Notice that the Bible says, come, help. Come, let us build. Somebody's got to do the invite. Alguien tiene que hacer la invitación. Amen. Nehemiah, he says, come, let us build. Nehemiah hizo la invitación. Venir y hay que edificar. Invita.
Oh, es que van a ser dos platos, and be two plates, more expensive, va a ser más caro.
Give the invite. Glory. You know, hay gente así. You know, the people like that. They say, hey, no, he goes, I'm going by myself. It's going to be cheaper. Me va a salir más barato si voy solo. Hallelujah. Glory. Invite. Give the invitation. Invite someone. Invita a alguien. Let me tell you, it's going to be better. Va a ser mejor. It's going to be easier. Va a ser más fácil. Remember in the book of Genesis, in the libro de Genesis? Remember when they came together, vinieron, they came in unity, vinieron en unidad? I mean, these people, they were about to get all the way up to where God was at. When they were building the tower. And God saw that. La Torre de Babel. Cuando se unieron en unidad, estaban construyendo y estaban subiendo a mero arriba. Y Dios, God saw that. He says, you know what, I better put a stop to it. Voy a poner un alto porque if not, they're going to do, van a hacer algo aquí. That just shows and nos enseña the power of unity, el poder de la unidad. Vengan, hay que construir. Come, let us build. Church, I need you, you need me. Tú me necesitas, yo te necesito. But notice, miren lo que dice. Y no estemos más, oí lo que dice, en oprobio. Hazte la pregunta, hermanos, ¿quieres hacer algo en tu vida o quieres seguir en oprobio? It says, come let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach. A disgrace. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to continue to be a disgrace or are you going to do something about it? ¿Quieres hacer algo, hermanos? And maybe not you disgrace, no tú, hermanos, oprobio, pero quizás cosas alrededor de ti, things around you. But 2025, all that changes. En el 2025, todo eso tiene que cambiar, hermanos. Amen. But you got to take action. Tienes que tomar acción. And notice, look what the Bible says. Verso 18, verse 18. Entonces les declaré cómo, oh, aleluya, dice. Entonces les declaré cómo la mano de mi Dios había sido buena sobre mí. Aleluya. Hermanos, ¿cuántos pueden decir en esta tarde, Dios, la mano de Dios ha sido buena sobre mi vida? Y va a seguir la mano de Dios buena en este año 2025, hermanos, si lo puedes creer. Verse 18, the Bible says, and I told them, see, he told them, hey, come, let us rebuild. Then he told them, and I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me. How many here tonight can say that the hand of God has been good to you? He's taken care of you. Dios ha cuidado de ti. He's blessed you in ways that you never imagined. Él te ha bendecido en maneras que nunca te habías imaginado, hermano. Pero es simplemente la mano de Dios. It was just the hand of God, the favor of God upon your life, el favor de Dios sobre tu vida. God has been good. Dios ha sido bueno.
You might be saying, well, I don't know about that, Pastor. You know, he hasn't been. Well, let me tell you something. If you're still alive, that's more than good. God is real good.
Si todavía estás vivo, hermanos, Dios ha sido bueno contigo. Hallelujah. ¿Qué dice? What does it say?
Verse 18, verso 18. Entonces les declaré. Hermanos, tú tienes que declarar, tienes que decirle a alguien que Dios ha sido bueno contigo.
Escúcheme bien, hermanos. ¿Cuándo ha sido la última vez que tú le dijiste a alguien, Dios ha sido bueno conmigo? Dios me ha protegido, Dios me ha guardado, Dios me ha prosperado, Dios me sanó, Dios me levantó, Dios me guardó. Hermano, dile a alguien que Dios, como dijo Daniel, conviene que yo declare. Conviene que yo declare las señales y milagros que Dios ha hecho conmigo.
He says, and I told them of the hand of my God. See, you gotta, when was the last time you told somebody that God has been good to you?
See, Nehemiah, he told them, he says, the hand of God upon me has been so good.
He's protected you. He's covered you. He's blessed you. He's helped you. See, he's your everything. He's your attorney. Amen. He's your provider. He's your healer. He's your shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. He's your sanctification. Hallelujah. He's El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Amen. You never get enough of God.
Él es tu sanador, Él es tu proveedor, Él es tu santificación, Él es tu estandarte, He's your banner. Él es tu pastor, nada te faltará. Amén. Aleluya.
Y la Biblia, you know, the Bible says, dice la palabra, Psalms 9:1, it says, look what David says. I will praise you, oh Lord, with my whole heart. Then he says this, I will tell of all your marvelous works. See, tell people of God's marvelous works.
Dijo el salmista, hermanos, David dijo, te alabaré, oh Jehová. Salmo 9:1. Con todo mi corazón cantaré todas tus maravillas.
See, we live in a time, vivimos en tiempo, hermano, you know, where people, it's funny that people, they exalt everything else, exaltan todo lo demás. They talk about everything else, hablan de todo lo demás. But it's rare, es raro, hermanos, that you talk about Jesus, hablas de Jesús. Never be ashamed of the gospel. Nunca te avergüences del evangelio, hermanos. Amen. No te avergüences, never. I mean, God did something for you. Dios hizo algo por ti. Hey, praise God. God did it. Dios lo hizo. Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, that's why you see, you know, people in sports. I mean, all types of people of life. Todos tipos de personas. They, you know, what do they give God glory. Le dan la gloria a Dios. They give him the honor, le dan el honor. Because it's him, es él, hermanos. ¿Dónde estuviéramos si no fuera por Dios? Where would we be if it not be for God? Amen. So, Y luego dice, hermano, verso 18. Y así mismo las palabras que el rey me había dicho. Y dijeron, levantémonos y edifiquemos. Así, oye lo que dice, se esforzaron sus manos para bien. It says in verse 18, when he tells them how God had been good upon him, and he says, and also of the king's words. Notice that, here's the thing, you know, you could get a nugget right. Aquí puedes agarrar un diamante. He first recognizes that it's God. El primero reconoce que es Dios. Second y segundo, he also gives credit to the king. Le da crédito al rey. Let me tell you something, church. Give credit where credit is due. Hay que dar crédito donde crédito se les debe, hermanos. When you're trying to get all the credit. Cuando tú quieres agarrar todo el crédito, hermanos. And that's what he did. Es lo que hizo. And then, this is what he says. This is powerful. Esto es lo que les dijo. At the end of verse 18, en el final del verso 18. Y dijeron, hay que levantarnos y hay que edificar. Y así se esforzaron sus manos para bien. Hermanos, todo tiene que ver el ánimo que tú tengas. Everything has to do how the encouragement that you have. Dijo, nos vamos a levantar y vamos a edificar. He says, we're going to get up and we're going to edify, we're going to build. That's what the Bible says. They said, so they said, let us rise up and build. Notice that it was them. Eran ellos que dijeron, they said, let us rise up. Ellos dijeron, hay que levantarnos y hay que edificar. That, I mean, when you get to that point, cuando llegas a ese punto, hermanos, it's because you are inspiring, estás inspirando. I mean, if you're not inspiring, si no estás inspirando, hermano, guess what? They're going to close the door on you. Te van a cerrar la puerta. A los miramos. We'll see you later. Amen. But notice that Nehemiah gave him a key word. Les dio una llave, hermano. Les dijo, the good hand of the Lord. La buena mano de Dios que ha estado sobre mí, that has been upon me. Has been good. Ha sido bueno. And what did they do? ¿Qué hicieron? Let's do something. It's time to work. Hay que hacer algo. Let's take action. Hay que tomar acción. I want you to get this. They said, let us rise up and build. They're saying, hey, let's get up. Let's do something about it. And the Bible says, then they set their hands, they grabbed the tools to do his good work. They were about to take action. They were about to work, get busy, do something about it. Not just talk about it, but do something about it. And every time that you, hear me, church, every time that you decide, that you say, you know what, this day, today, this year, I'm going to do something. I'm going to work on my life. I'm going to work on this project. This is my goals. This is my dream. This is what I'm believing God for. You better watch out because the enemy is going to rise up. How do I know that? Because the moment that they said, let us rise up and build. The Bible says in verse 19 that Sanballat and Tobiah, the official, and Geshem, the Arab, they laughed. The Bible says that they laughed at them. Watch out. Every time you say, you know what, I'm going to do something. I'm going to, you know, this, and that. The enemy is going to laugh. But I got good news for you. The devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. And guess what? To top it off, Christ overcame him on Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He is a defeated foe.
I'm going to put it simple. Satan ain't got nothing on Jesus. Amen? Satan, I know people don't like to hear, oh, don't talk about the devil. Don't talk. Satan is defeated. Demons ain't got nothing on Jesus. The lies of the devil ain't got nothing on Jesus. Amen? He is defeated. Christ overcame him on Calvary. Because when he died, he was buried, but he rose on the third day. That's the reason why we have victory in the mighty name of Jesus, and we are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus.
Le estoy diciendo que cuando el momento que le dijeron a Nehemías, los que estaban con él, dijeron estas palabras, porque algo bueno habían dicho Nehemías que los inspiró. Hermanos, ¿cómo no te vas a inspirar cuando tú le estás diciendo a alguien que la buena mano de Dios está, ha sido bueno contigo? Y dice la Biblia, hermanos, que ellos dijeron, así, dice, así se esforzaron sus manos para bien. Dijeron, vamos a levantar, vamos a edificar y nos vamos a esforzar para hacer el bien. Escúcheme bien, iglesia, cada vez que tú te quieres levantar, que te vas a esforzar, que quieres hacer algo, algo para lo que Dios haya puesto en ti, le estás creyendo a Dios para cosas grandes. Cada vez que tú dices sí al Señor, hermano, prepárate también, porque el enemigo no le gusta, hermanos. Él no quiere que tú cambies. The enemy doesn't want you to change. He wants you the same. Quiere que te quedes igual. ¿Sabe qué dice la Biblia? Los que eran judíos, igual que él, hermano, dice la Biblia que se burlaron de él. Se rieron de él. Cada vez que tú vas a hacer algo para la honra y gloria del Señor, el enemigo no le gusta, hermanos. Pero yo tengo buenas noticias para ti, iglesia, que Cristo lo venció en la cruz del Calvario hace más de 2000 años. Aleluya. Él murió, fue enterrado, pero la Biblia dice que al tercer día Él resucitó. Y por esa razón en esta noche, hermanos, tú y yo somos más que vencedores en Cristo Jesús.
I can just imagine, yeah, right. Oh, sí, seguramente van a construir, you guys are going to build. I mean, first, de primero, they didn't like the idea, no les gustó la idea. Because of one man, de un hombre that he was looking out. De un hombre que estaba viendo por los demás, he was looking out for the rest. For the good being, por el bienestar de los demás. I mean, that just tells us that he doesn't want you to be different. Él no quiere que tú cambies. He doesn't want you to be better this year, 2025. Que tú seas diferente este 2025. And guess what? He'll use whatever he can. Él va a usar lo que él pueda usar, hermanos. Because he wants to stop you. Te quiere parar. But guess what? The Bible says that we persevere. Nosotros perseveramos. We don't stop. Nosotros no paramos. Nosotros seguimos adelante. We keep moving forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Did you know that God laughs at the enemies? ¿Sabías tú que la Biblia dice que Dios se burla, se ríe de los enemigos? El Salmo 37, verso 12, 13 dice, maquina el impío contra el justo. Oye lo que dice, maquina, hace planes el impío contra el justo y cruje contra él sus dientes. Pero dice, el Señor se va a reír de él porque ve que viene su día. Psalms 37, the wicked plots, see the wicked, he makes plans. Against who? Against the just. You and I are the just. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith.
La Biblia dice que el justo vivirá por la fe. And it says, and gnashes at him with his teeth. But the Bible says that the Lord laughs at him. For he sees his day is coming. I mean, I'm going to put it real simple. Te lo pongo fácil. If God laughs at them, si Dios se ríe de ellos, hermanos, tú te debes de rir. You could laugh about that. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. La vamos a hacer. My family's going to make it. Mi familia la va a hacer. My job is going to succeed. Mi trabajo va a tener éxito. Hallelujah. My ministry is going to go. Mi ministerio va a crecer. Hallelujah. I'm going to get healthier this year. Me voy a poner más saludable este año. Hallelujah. I'm going to read the Bible more this year. Voy a leer la palabra de Dios más este año. I'm going to pray more this year. Voy a orar más este año. I'm going to tell people about Jesus more this year. Le voy a decir a la gente de Jesús más este año. Man, there's some of you that you never told Jesus more than 30 years ago. 30 años han pasado, hermano, no le has dicho a alguien de Jesús. And people show up to you. They show up at your house. La gente se presenta, hermano, solita. You know how? I'm going to tell you. They tell you their problems. Te dicen sus problemas. Their burdens, sus cargas. What they're going through, por lo que están pasando. That they can't take it no more in their marriage. Que ya no pueden con su matrimonio. They can't take it no more with their children. No pueden más con sus hijos. Or they're fighting a disease. Están peleando una enfermedad. That's an opportunity. Esa es una oportunidad para que tú les digas que hay alguien pueda hacer algo por ellos. That's an opportunity for you to tell them that Jesus can do something for them. Now give the Lord a clap offering. Dele un aplauso a Cristo Jesús. I'm going to finish already. Ya voy a terminar. Y dijeron, ¿qué es esto que hacéis vosotros? Look what they tell Nehemiah and his team. What is this thing that you are doing? And then, that's the way the enemy works. It says, will you rebel against the king? How is he going to rebel against the king when the king gave him the green light? The king told him, go ahead. Here are the letters. Go and do what you got to do. But see, that's how the enemy works. He tries to what? Twist it. He's a twister. He loves to twist the scriptures. God tells you that, you know, God is with you. Guess what? What does Satan does? He comes and tells you when you're alone, look, God's not with you. You're nobody. You're nothing. Look, you're right there by yourself in a dark room. All, you know, see, where's God? That's the way the enemy works. But see, you got to believe what the word of God says. That God is with you all the days of your life. Tell Satan, get out of here, twister. Noten, hermano, lo que dice la palabra de Dios. Cuando los que se burlaron de Nehemías y su equipo, miren lo que le dijeron. En el verso 19, ¿qué es esto que hacéis vosotros? Le están diciendo, ¿qué están haciendo? Y miren cómo trajo el enemigo y les dijo, os rebeláis contra el rey. En otras palabras, ustedes están rebelando contra el rey, son rebeldes. Pero esta es la cosa. ¿Cómo se estaban rebelando? Cuando el rey les dio luz verde. El rey les dio permiso. El rey les dio las cartas. Pero así trabaja el enemigo. El enemigo es un mentiroso. Le estaba diciendo, hermanos, el enemigo te dice, mira, tú estás solo, tú estás sola. Nadie, mira, no tienes ayuda. Tú vas, estás allá en un lugar a solas, quizás con opresión, depresión. Y el enemigo te bombardea la mente. The enemy bombards your mind. That's the first thing he attacks. Pero el enemigo siempre quiere cambiar la palabra de Dios. Hermanos, pero cuando venga el enemigo, tú dile: Dios está conmigo y Él estará conmigo todos los días de mi vida. Aleluya. Y si Dios por nosotros, ¿quién contra nosotros? If God be for us, who be against us? Qué tremendo, ¿ah? They're laughing at him, se están riendo, and then they're trying to put in him, le quieren poner a él. Why are you being a rebel? ¿Por qué te está, por qué eres rebelde? But it was too late, era muy tarde. See, that's what Nehemiah, he's just chill, él está calmado. He's probably showing them the letters. Look what I got right here. Mira lo que tengo aquí, las cartas. Están firmadas, they're signed. And guess what? We're going to build, you like it or not. Vamos a construir. Te guste o no te guste, hermanos. Hay en veces que tienes que tomar esa autoridad. You got to take that authority. Y le tienes que decir al diablo: diablo, te guste o no te guste, mi casa y yo serviremos a Jehová. There's times you got to tell Satan, you got to tell the devil, you like it or don't like it, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You got to remind him. Le tienes que recordar. Yes, check them. Please stand, póngase de pie.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.